Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Rich. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Woody Rich. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Gentenbian. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. There goes Doerr. The throw from Brucker to Gentenbian, and back to Siebert, who tags Doerr out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gentenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Ambler moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ambler scores. Siebert scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jack Wilson now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brucker moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball four. Finney moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Tabor goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fox reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Kramer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin bunts towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finney. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Collins moves to third. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. Collins scores. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Miles reaches second base with a double. Brucker scores. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball towards left. Finney settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Finney. Miles moves to third. Nagel moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for George Caster. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miles scores. Nagel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantenbian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nagel scores. Dean moves to second. It's Red Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Monty Weaver now pitching. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Peacock for a passed ball. Dean moves to third. Gantenbian moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean scores. Gantenbian scores. It's 10-8, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing left field. Chubby Dean now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Red Sox 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-8, Athletics. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miles moves to second. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to third. Dean moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to third for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Peacock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Tabor moves to third. It's 11-9, Athletics. Gene Desodles pinch hits for Monty Weaver. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tabor scores. Two outs. It's 11-10, Athletics. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Peacock scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 11, Athletics, 11. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gale House drops the ball. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. Collins steals second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 15-11, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Miles takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Athletics 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Athletics 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 8 RBIs. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-11, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Peacock hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 17-11, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Williams moves to third. It's 18-11, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nagel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Nagel moves to third. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nagel scores. Two outs. It's 18-12, Red Sox. Wally Moses pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 18, and Philadelphia Athletics, 12. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.